Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rabbi Will Berkovitz, CEO of Jewish Family Service, to the stage.
I am not going to start singing, although some people challenged me to consider it, but Dan's the guy with the voice. Back when I thought I was immortal, I like to go climbing in the Cascades. Today, I tend to limit my vertical exposure to air travel, a nice chairlift, and maybe watching a climbing movie like Free Solo or The Dawn Wall. You see, it seems that people who aren't afraid of heights generally get eliminated from the gene pool. For most serious climbing, you're literally roped together when traveling on treacherous terrain. Once you commit to that type of climb, words like us versus them, you versus me, words like that lose their meaning. There's only one word that matters: we. There's only a we because if something bad happens, you're in it together. That little rope latched to your waist will either save everyone or will pull everybody into the same abyss. Now, I mention this because I fundamentally believe we are all linked by an invisible rope. Some of us just see it more clearly than others, like the people who volunteer for JFS in that video. This foundational idea of the Jewish tradition, and it's what my parents taught me, it means not only to be a member of a family, but also a citizen of the United States. Despite our disagreements, the solutions will need to be found together. Our ancestors understood the importance of community implicitly, as our tradition was built on the belief that we cannot separate ourselves from each other and hope to survive. On a rope team, you might be able to choose your climbing partners, but in a society, you can't. As a community, we are all tied to one another and responsible for one another. But that founding idea, that invisible rope, is increasingly under greater and greater stress. Despite our access to a universe of information, there seems to be an utter lack of curiosity about the experiences of people who might hold different views than us. We tune into reality TV when reality becomes too complicated. There's no shortage of hostility, righteous indignation, and judgment. I admit this is something I sometimes struggle with. You just have to ask my wife what I'm like when I'm listening to the news. But this scapegoating and this hate infecting our world must be called out everywhere for what it is and for the threat it actually poses to civil society. We can care about our community without demonizing those who hold different views. That invisible rope is made stronger by weaving our reasonable differences, not shredding them. The word Jewish in Jewish Family Service is not just a description of a population that we serve. It is a defining statement of both the why and the how we do what we do. We are a Jewish organization founded over 127 years ago and fully rooted in the values, in the traditions, and the experiences of our ancestors. Many of those values over time have become universal, but the history shaping those values are particular to our journey. Some of the scars of those nightmarish experiences in our history still haunt and animate our community to this day. It is why we get hypervigilant and why we get triggered when anti-Semitism slithers casually out into the light as it has recently. But it is also why we care so deeply about the plight of refugees and why we will always speak up when people are under attack for just being who they are. We know that trauma passes from generation to generation, from parent to child, from grandparent to grandchild, off into the mist of time. At JFS, we witness the toll this is taking on the people who turn to us. And we know these solutions, as much as we'd like them to be, are rarely easy. For many, their personal challenges are more like climbing Mount Everest than Mount Si. But the traditions of our ancestors command that we never turn our backs and allow people to fall into the abyss or to suffer alone. The other thing that our ancestors realized was the infinite worth of every soul. They realized that the person who is suffering today, tomorrow might be the one to come and redeem the world. And because we take that responsibility to help each other so seriously, we will always, always climb together with those who turn to us. We'll climb together with them with dignity and respect, regardless of differing beliefs, regardless of who people love or what country they're fleeing. We do not judge people by the passport they hold or by the storms crashing around them. We have all passed through darkness in our lives. And in the end, we will climb together or we will fall alone. Our ancestors too sought a better world for their children. They arrived having experienced terrible things. Yet despite their trauma, despite their brokenness, they kept climbing, urged on by a commanding sense of possibility. They believed in this land of milk and honey, of the future's wide and expanding horizon. Many saw past the struggles of their current reality. Despite being haunted by trauma's long shadow, many of them went on to do extraordinary, extraordinary things. And some of those extraordinary things, like a bush burning in the wilderness, might seem to us quite ordinary. Learning to navigate a new culture, overcoming depression, raising educated children, battling illness, paying bills, just being a productive member of society. And it doesn't matter if we're the person in line at our food bank, or a board member, or the CEO. Overcoming the challenges life sets before each of us is a fundamental human experience. It is as fundamental as the infinite worth and dignity inherent in all people. And when we stop seeing the infinite worth in those around us, we diminish our own. We are called to act with compassion, not judge with hostility. At JFS, we recognize we are not only helping people on their great climb, but they're helping us on our climb as well. Seeing within our brokenness the shimmer and reflection of the divine, we offer a safe place where people can share their stories of triumph or tragedy, where people can just be who they are with both their human failings and their hidden potential. Together, we traverse through a wilderness of uncertainty, and we try to help them reach the summit of what is possible. And like all climbs, sometimes we reach false summits. Sometimes we must backtrack or go sideways. But the people we work with, or clients as we call them sometimes, the people, humans, they're experts in their own journey. They know their own experiences better than we ever will. And they often know the path. But like all of us, self-doubt can creep in when traversing in the vastness of the unknown. Some people just need to know their climbing partner is securing them from the exposure of a terrifying freefall. One of our counselors, Erica, she works with kids. She summed it up this way. I think the biggest thing I see is anxiety. Our kids and teens are overloaded academically, personally, politically. And some of our kids have trauma on top of the cultural context. But even kids without trauma are worried. She continued, I also see how incredibly brave and wise our young folks are. They are so resilient and capable and strong self-advocates. Every day, she said, I am blown away by the ways that kids survive and make sense of difficult, often terrifying things. She said, young folks often know what they need. And when adults learn to listen, it's incredible what healing can take place. I've noticed something changing over the past couple years. Call it a countercurrent or an updraft. It may just be my imagination. But there seems to be a greater desire among many people to be part of something bigger, an alternative to alternative facts, a way to connect with our highest aspirations over our basest instincts. It's like an antidote to the pessimism, the fear-mongering and divisiveness sweeping across all corners of our country. People want to be part of the solution and not just point out problems. And that is what we aspire toward at JFS. We're offering a vision of what is possible when we work together despite our differences. When we see past simple labels and easy cynicism. When we climb together toward the same summit, not as individuals, but as part of a community, part of a we. Our mountains, be they personal or societal, will not disappear by ignoring them. They will only grow bigger. One of our core values at JFS is trust and respect, and another is that we are a learning community. Since the solutions to society's biggest challenges are extremely, extremely complicated, they will only be found when we work together over time. We must continually seek to learn from each other and fundamentally trust and respect the people around us. To reach the summit of our aspirations, we need to know when to lead. We need to know when to follow, and we need to know when to change direction. What strikes me about the staff, the board members, all the volunteers at JFS, is an almost intuitive sense of this, an awareness that of all the things that they could choose to do with their all too short time on this earth, the thing that they choose to do is to be in common cause with people striving to the same mountain, the same summit, no matter the challenges, no matter the struggles they carry with them. All of you in this room today, you recognize the strength, the importance, and the fragility of that rope linking us together. I believe you see it clearly. It's why you're here today. But if we look closer, and if we look closer still, we can all see the thin but infinitely strong fibers of our common humanity binding that rope together, binding each one of us together. And while I certainly want to ask you to make an awesome donation today, I want to ask you to do something else as well. And it might even be harder. I want to ask you to help strengthen that rope. Please work to deepen your curiosity. Strive to recognize what's behind the complicated messes we all are. Recognize the hidden challenges we each face daily just by being alive. And let's commit to climb on together through the storms and the uncertainty until at last, together, we arrive above the clouds, above the tree line, where the great expanding horizon of possibility extends before each of us. Thank you so much for being with us today and for being with us every day.